You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. Hey, can plastic surgery improve your health? I know that sounds almost a little bit far-fetched for some people that are listening to really believe, but let me give it to you from the perspective of how I've seen it over close to 30 years of doing plastic surgery. Here's the number one thing. We know for sure that when we do things that will reduce the amount of fat in your system, things like blood pressure medication, diabetic medication, even insulin necessity, goes down. And the reason for this, which has been studied for years upon years, is the fact that if you do something like liposuctioning, you're literally taking away pure fat from your system. You haven't gone on this extreme type of a diet where you may have lost bony mass, muscle mass, other things that have kind of like all of a sudden made you feel lighter, and the scale says you're lighter, but you really haven't reduced the problem in most cases, which is you have too much fat in your system. So liposuctioning literally will target just getting rid of pure fat from wherever we're deciding to do the liposuctioning. And then for a period of about 3 to 4 months, your body's going to be in this metabolic race because it's searching for that fat that was removed. Now, after a while, those 3 to 4 months go by and your body learns to re-equilibrate this whole system. But, you know, again, moving your muscles, moving the amount of bone, moving you is going to continue to have to happen even though you don't have the same amount of fat in your system. So your metabolic rate starts to race a little bit, and that gives us the perfect opportunity to have our patients, like you, watch everything they're eating for the next 3 to 4 months after liposuctioning. You know, exercise a little bit more. But all of those things will be like a compounding effect that you would see when you're putting money, let's say, away in a, you know, a fund or in the bank account, and we talk about compound interest. This is a way of actually compounding your results by building upon what we've done, which was remove fat. But aside from something that seems so logical, let's talk about other things. Let's just talk about self-esteem. After having plastic surgery, we see that most patients have this surge of self-esteem because they're proud of what they look like almost immediately. Not that going to the gym and exercising and having that feeling of all those endorphins running through your body also makes you feel proud that you got up early in the morning, went to the gym, and really, you know, did a strenuous workout. Now you feel like for the rest of the day, you're like set. That's wonderful. But what I'm saying to you is, after going and getting a procedure done that you've really investigated, you've taken the time maybe off from work, you've invested some money into it, you really, you know, had to recover. And then when you take a look in the mirror relatively quickly afterwards, you look and you go, oh my God, I'm really proud of that nose that I have now. Or if you just came in to have your lips injected and you've always wanted to have that exact shape lip, after you have the lip injection, you're looking in the mirror, you're putting makeup on. I see this happening in the office. Right after I do a lip augmentation, patients will start looking in the mirror totally different than they were looking in the mirror minutes before their lips got the way they wanted it to. All of a sudden, they're using lipsticks that they may have been shy to use before because they didn't want to call attention to their lips. Now they're doing just the opposite. So let's keep on going with this theme of how plastic surgery can actually improve your overall health. Let's talk about pain management. How many people out there have had a friend, or it could be you, that talked about how heavy their breasts are after either weight gain or multiple pregnancies, and they complain about their neck, their back pain? just overall feeling like they're being pulled forward all the time because their breasts are just so heavy. Well, doing something like a breast reduction and a breast lift completely changes your posture, completely changes the way you hold yourself in public. And you're no longer like trying to walk hunched over to kind of camouflage that you feel so large there. So it is something that I've seen in my practice for many, many, many years as being one of the quintessential procedures that is a life changer for so many patients. And the number one thing that I always hear is the patients always tell me that they wish they would have done it sooner, because it changed the way they were able to now participate in sports. The clothing that they're able to wear now is totally different than what they used to wear before the breast reduction or the breast lift. So that's another one. Let me give you another interesting introspection into how plastic surgery really can benefit you health-wise. How about just healthier eating habits and healthier lifestyle in general? I mean, after we do a tummy tuck or liposuctioning on someone, I'm going to tell you that, you know, it could be short-lived, but let me tell you, for the first month to 6 months, I can almost guarantee you that the patients that have invested time, effort, and money into getting themselves to look the way they want to with a surgical type procedure, or even if it was cool sculpting, which is non-surgical and it's just removing fat. When you go out to the restaurant, you're sitting down and you're eating something that will most likely be a lot more healthy than you've ever done before, because you want to basically protect your investment. How about just putting sunscreen on your face because you just had a facelift or a laser resurfacing? I mean, these things that people come in and complain about, wrinkles on their face or just an overall aged appearance to their face. Trust me, after going through the procedure to really look the way you want to, one of the first things that patients will ask me is, okay, what do I do now to make sure it stays looking this good? And the first thing we'll tell everybody is skincare. But the number one thing with skincare is sunscreen. After doing a facelift or doing a laser resurfacing, and now your face looks just so pure and clean and shiny and like youthful and glowing, you don't want to allow all that sun damage to come back onto your skin. What if you were a cigarette smoker? And the only way that you would be able to get this facelift or a tummy tuck or any kind of a procedure that would require tightening skin to be done, well, I can tell you right now, if you come to see me, you're not getting a facelift, you're not getting a breast reduction or a breast lift or a tummy tuck if you're still cigarette smoking or smoking in general, because it's not the cigarettes, it's not the smoke, it's the nicotine. So if you're using the Nicorette gum or you're using any kind of a nicotine enhancer, we will not do the surgery because your chance of getting a complication because of the vascular supply to that area that's been tightened is going to go into spasm because of the nicotine. Believe it or not, it's not the smoke. Anyway, that's a whole nother podcast that we can talk about. But over the years, patients that have had to stop that cigarette smoking habit for 2 weeks before the surgery, 2 weeks after the surgery, I can tell you in my drawer right next to me where I'm sitting, I have a stack of letters that patients have sent me that said, not only do I look great and I feel so much more young and healthy, but thanks to you, you may have also saved a bunch of years of my life because I no longer smoke. And I'm telling you, that's another component of how plastic surgery can influence your health. If you really had to stop cigarette smoking to really do this procedure because you really want to get the best result and you really want to look the best and you don't want to have any complications, you really stopped something that may have, you know, been almost impossible for you to do for so many years, but you had the will and the fortitude to say, the thing that bothers me more than continuing to smoke, and I love the idea of smoking, but I look really old when I look in the mirror. I just don't like the way, you know, things look on me. I want to really do something about it. I'm going to have this surgery. And it makes you stop and think about some of the habits that you may have created that aren't so beneficial for you for the long haul or for your health. So think about those things as you're going through the complexities of, is plastic surgery something for you? Is it something that a loved one of yours is asking you questions about? But keep in the back of your mind the concept that not only are you going to look better and feel better, but it most likely will take you on a different course or a different track that for the most part becomes a healthier lifestyle. Keep that in mind. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and we'll speak again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.